When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, General Contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pasrable City Council to consider appeal against Ravine Water Park development. Atascadero High School student named state FFA president. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Stop or give them a call. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Pasrable City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. The water park applied for an amendment to its development plan to allow for the construction of a new no-splash pool, as well as a hot tub with a surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February 2026 by the Planning Commission, but was later appealed by Ranch Coast Properties. The appellant cited incorrect and incomplete project descriptions, a lack of off-site improvements, a need for a traffic study, airport zone compatibilities, and a lack of parking access off Paso Robles Boulevard. The Planning Commission has said these concerns pertain to existing site conditions and ongoing maintenance matters, rather than impacts directly attributable to the proposed project, and do not raise a level that would warrant denial of the project. The City Council can choose to approve or deny the appeal, and can impose additional restrictions on the project. California FFA has announced its state officer team for the 2026-27 school year, and an Atascadero High School student was elected as president. JC Salas, a senior at Atascadero High School, was elected in March after an intensive selection process through California FFA. Officers for California FFA are interviewed from around the state, and this year a total of 59 candidates were selected from state FFA nominating committee after the initial round of interviews. Students who serve California FFA officers will take a gap year, placing college and career plans on hold temporarily. Atascadero High School's principal said the school is proud of JC and the incredible FFA program they have at Atascadero High School. JC will be honored during the April 21st Atascadero School Board meeting. Owner of Sunny Acres Rehabilitation Ranch, Dan Duvall, dies at age 82. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The owner of Sunny Acres, Dan Duvall, passed away at the age of 82 on March 6th. Duvall founded Sunny Acres in the early 2000s, long before other methods of assisting unhoused individuals of San Luis Obispo County was established. It became a facility that housed and rehabilitated individuals experiencing homelessness. Residents at Sunny Hills were provided a living space and were required to work at the ranch for $5 an hour. Duvall established Sunny Acres as a way to compassionately help those struggling with addiction, stemming from his own struggles of alcoholism. Sunny Ranch was also wrought with controversies regarding safety, health, land use violations, and lawsuits from former residents. Towards the end of his life, Duvall was facing long-term health issues, particularly with dementia. The County Elections Office received more than 40 entries for the I Voted sticker design contest by local students, more than double those submitted in 2024. The winning designs were by Del Mar Elementary fourth grader Brian Smart and Arroyo Grande High School freshman Annie Schwent. Also selected were the Yo Voté design created by third grader Aurelia Shawa of Pacheco Elementary and a future voter sticker by Sarah Van Horn, homeschooled in Atascadero through Abide Christian School. All four new stickers will be available in both county elections offices starting May 4th and will also be available at polling locations through both the primary and general elections in June and in November. All four stickers include patriotic symbols such as the American flag or bald eagle. Schwent's design includes the state California bird, the California quail. Three unplanned outages struck North County, San Luis Obispo on Easter Sunday. The first outage struck early in the morning in the Lake Nacimiento area at about 4:30 a.m. PG&D restored power to about 500 customers later by 3 p.m. On that same day, almost 2,000 customers east of Atascadero and down south towards Santa Margarita in rural Slo County lost power. Power was eventually restored by about 3:30 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Red Sox 8-6, the Athletics over the Astros 12-10, the Mets beat the Giants 5-2, the Dodgers over the Nationals 8-6, the Angels beat the Mariners 8-7, the Marlins over the Yankees 7-6. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets beat the Warriors 117-116, the Clippers over the Kings 138-109, the Mavericks beat the Lakers 134-128. No California teams will be playing tonight. In California news, the Screenwriters Union and Hollywood Studios have reached a four-year tentative agreement after 3 weeks of negotiation. Writers Guild of America unanimously approved the tentative agreement, which arrived quickly in contrast to the historic strike 3 years ago. The agreement's actual contents are currently unknown, but are expected to be released in the coming days. A wildfire broke out in Moreno Valley in California over the weekend, reaching over 4,100 acres after swift growth. Right now, the fire is sitting at 95% containment. Evacuation orders were given for households near the fire on Saturday. Firefighters attribute the fast growth of the blaze to swift winds, reaching up to 45-mile-per-hour gusts. In a Truth Social post, President Donald Trump has endorsed Steve Hilton for California governor. The announcement came early this morning. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the newly introduced Farm Bill proposal is drawing sharp reactions from environmental advocates over provisions that could reshape pesticide regulation nationwide. The legislation, backed by leaders in Congress and informed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency framework, aims to create more uniform standards across states. Supporters argue the changes would reduce regulatory fragmentation and provide farmers with more clear guidance when using crop protection tools. They say consistent rules are critical for maintaining productivity and competitiveness. Opponents, though, contend the proposal could limit states' ability to impose stricter protections, potentially weakening environmental and public health safeguards. Advocacy groups tell Food Tank that the shift may reduce oversight in sensitive ecosystems. Now, the debate comes as lawmakers continue negotiations on the next farm bill, with pesticide policy quickly emerging as a key point of contention between agricultural and environmental priorities. I guess, as the saying goes, we'll wait and see.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
It's time for the Weeble Angus Annual Bull Sale. 23 big strapping 2-year-old bulls, 85 yearling bulls at auction Tuesday, April 7th at the ranch 8 miles east of Lusk, Wyoming. Sired by Congress, Domaine, Jameson, Keystone, Ranahan, Northstar, Flat Top, Big Checks, and Confidence 035. Bred for feed efficiency, they are fertility tested, have a first-year breeding guarantee and ultrasound data. Complete information at weboangus.com. Tuesday, April 7th, 1 p.m. at the ranch. Broadcast live on DV Auction.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California agricultural exports to China saw a 64% decline last year, with the top 13 commodities in total falling from an average of $1.55 billion to about $554 million, according to new research published by the University of California Giannini Foundation of Agricultural Economics. After joining the World Trade Organization in 2001, China became one of California agriculture's fastest-growing foreign markets. That trajectory changed in 2018 and 2019 with the first U.S.-China trade war. Then in 2025, while California farmers were still recovering from the effects of that trade conflict, the U.S. imposed tariffs on Chinese imports, and China responded with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, including many California-grown farm products. Some of the largest losses caused by the recent trade war occurred in California's tree nut industry. The value of annual pistachio exports in China declined from 2024 to 2025 by about $478 million, while almond exports fell roughly by $228 million. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. West winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday, cloudy on Friday and Saturday with about a 30 to 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday, upper 60s Friday, mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cabe, your old news time is 6:21.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The man who leads the world's largest bank is warning of higher inflation and interest rates from the Iran conflict. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon writing in his annual letter to shareholders, there is a risk of more oil and commodity price shocks in the coming months, and that could lead to prolonged inflation and ultimately higher interest rates. Oil prices retreating a bit this morning, down 1%. West Texas Intermediate trading over $110 a barrel. President Trump's deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz is Tuesday at 8 p.m. Futures are mixed ahead of the open on the street this morning, and NVIDIA shares are up 0.3%. But KeyBank Capital Markets says the chipmaker might have to scale back its production plans for its next generation artificial intelligence chips. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, think it's ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and you can text at 75, so come on in. All welcome. Alrighty, let's see here. This afternoon, I will have on a Mr. Josh Garcia. He is the head of the school of Brookside Christian Academy. Most of you may remember North County Christian School. They're having a big celebration, 50 years coming up, and we'll find out all about that and the transition, the name, and everything like that from Mr. Garcia. Susanna, once again, she's winding up her maternity leave, so we'll again have a little history lesson, or at least a reminder, on one Abraham Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. So you have that. And also for those of you, Lainey Wilson, the fair, let me know. She sold out. She sold out Friday. So those of you that I let know won the tickets, I'll let you know when I get them. All right. So good for the fair. Another strong season. A sellout. It was pretty quick, too. I forget the exact length. Chris, which I forget. I know you brought mentioned this last. How does that work? Is there limitations on, you know, because these companies or whatever, these entities, they gobble up tickets. How does that work again?
You mean the ones that basically use bots or?
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't remember the bots or the bops, whatever it is.
If you're talking about the ones that like buy tickets to later resell them as a scalping mechanism, I believe they do use bots. Now, I know some platforms do limit the number of tickets that you can buy.
Okay.
But that's typically on a, I want to say, per computer or per IP address basis. So, you know, your average Joe who just has one computer in their house, or maybe two computers, or just, you know, they're tied to one IP address, can only get so many tickets. But a company with, you know, dozens of computers run by bots that can put in information instantaneously that all operate off separate networks, possibly, they can buy them up real quick.
So, and they obviously then all the, you know, computers at these companies, whatever they are, they have each one has an individual IP number.
If it is based off of IP address, I believe they can do that. Yes.
Okay. Have you seen, just okay, for my own personal consumption, what is there a general limit on, you know, how many, you know, if I wanted to go in and buy?
No, it's been a while since I've been to a concert as well, but I think this has become a scathing problem recently. So before that, you know, I think that their attitude is, you know, well, who's going to buy 500 tickets? And they probably don't care that much either way because it doesn't affect their bottom line. They've already sold the tickets.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I mean, you know, let's just say for, again, most individuals that, you know, there may be somebody that, you know, they've got some friends and family coming in, they're going to buy 10 tickets.
Right.
Okay. And, but on the individual, each location or concert venue, they may or may not have limits even on a single IP. Or would they say, hey, you can't buy 20?
Yeah, whether or not they actually have limits on them is entirely up to whoever is selling the tickets.
Okay.
All right. But, you know, even, you know, a limit of 10, that just means, you know, somebody gets their, has, you know, five different computers working it, just five. That's already 50 tickets. That's 50 people who can't go or would get scalped.
Okay, so, again, let's just say my own personal computer, I go, and they say there's a limit of 10.
Right.
So I buy 10 tickets, I log off, and I log back on.
Well, since you've logged off and on, it would be tied to whatever login you used, I think. And also, most of these tickets are tied to, what is it, email addresses as well. So, I mean, you'd need a separate email probably, maybe even a different payment method. They remember all this stuff. I don't know their security details, though.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just wondering because I did get an email, and it wasn't on the Lainey Wilson, and I forget who it was from, but somebody here locally said, hey, the fair should only, you know, the first people to be able to buy the ticket should be local people, which I don't agree with that, but why would they do that? Because, you know, there are people from the valley and different areas come in and go to concerts. A lot of people drive, you know, a couple of hours to go see a particular show and so forth. So why would you want to do that? And plus, how would they
enforce that?
Well, yeah, how would they know? Could you tell from somebody's IP address where they're located?
Yes, you can, but it's possible to change your IP address.
Okay, all right. You know, it just sounds maybe more, I don't know, convoluted than it needs to be. But
no, I agree with that.
It's
I think limiting the number of tickets somebody can buy in an effort to curb bots or scalpers is fine, but limiting the location in which somebody can buy it is a bit. You know, if somebody wants to go that bad and they can make it, why tell them, hey, no, you're not from the area?
Okay, so here's a good example. Again, myself, X amount of years ago, bought 10 tickets to go see go back to Yankee Stadium with the family. We bought 10 tickets. And they were not bought in New York. They were bought from outside the state. So that would not be a local people, but it was, again, our family, my brother and sister Brian, my dad, and, you know, the whole thing, getting together to go to a Yankee game. And the tickets were not bought in the Bronx. So we would not have had first choice because most Yankee games sell out, just like the Dodgers. So anyway, all right, interesting. Let's see here. I did get which one was it? It just says Lainey. Oh, thanks for that, just Lainey. Okay, here's an email. The Ravine Water Park. Let's see here. I hope the city council lets the Ravine Water Park do the expansion. The water park is a positive for the community, and it's a short season. This city has managed to approve all the housing projects on Creston Road, which the road can't handle in peak hours. Not only is the water park a positive for the community, they hire local kids. Paso Robles City Council, don't mess this up. All right, we'll find out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be having Mr. Butterfield on in a couple of weeks on Monday for Sound Off. So we'll see what happens. Chris, what date is this coming up at the meeting?
It's the meeting tomorrow night, actually. Thank you for reminding me. I've neglected to mention that in the story.
Okay. All right, so the 7th, and we shall see. We shall see. And let's see. Okay, so you got that, and then And here's just an observation from, well, yesterday. Went to a family thing in Arroyo Grande yesterday. And one of the things that I observed while driving down is, again, this is just my observation. Why do people who, shall we say, their vehicles look a little shabby and it looks like they don't have a you-know-what to you-know-what in? Why are the one, does it seem at least yesterday, that they drive like morons and are the least able to afford a speeding ticket or get into an accident? I'm just curious why that would be. Or maybe it was just a bad day for some of the people that were driving 1972 Vegas that with dents in them and stuff like that. I just, like, okay, go ahead. Traffic backed up. Good luck. Okay. What else got going on? Oops, just dropped something. Okay, so on the farm news, I don't know if you heard about the so-called people that, I don't know if they don't like farmers or they don't like to eat, but they continually want to put more mandates on people that produce food for us. Okay, it's your ranchers and farmers, you know, all the people that do that stuff for us, and they're unsung heroes, if you think about it, not in the full definition of the word heroes. But anyway, so where does the United States generally rank among the world's safest food supplies? You know, we're usually in the top five. Quality and safety source. Often top three to top five regarding food safety, net programs, and nutrition quality. So we want to keep adding more rules and regulations and making it more difficult for them to do so. I don't know, every once in a while there's some kind of outbreak and things happen because you can't make anything 100% safe. However, we do a pretty darn good job with that as far as the metrics that are, they are recorded around the world with scores of the quality and safety, so forth and so on. So we have among the highest safety metrics. However, what's interesting, and it doesn't give a percentage here, but consumer confidence in the United States food safety hit a record low last year. They, again, it doesn't, it's just a line. It doesn't get into any detail. And I guess there was a Gallup poll regarding it, and I don't know what the reasons for why people have, shall we say, a not necessarily negative, but the ratings for among Americans, it has gone down. Okay, here it is. 28% of Americans do not have much confidence in the ability of the government to protect the safety of food, and 14% have no confidence at all. Well, I wonder if those same people on the percentage have confidence in the government in general, which overall that has been going down for a while too. But Chris, you have confidence in the food safety?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So you don't go in the store with your hand shaking saying, I better not buy this?
No.
Unless it's expensive.
Pretty much. Or, you know, it's hit an expiration date, but that's the store's job.
Well, that too, but also, I mean, I think most of us are probably a little bit more caution, take a little more caution when it comes to the things we can actually see, like vegetables. You know, you look at, you know, you're picking through your vegetables or your fruits and something, and I mean, some of them look bad.
Well, some of them do. And but they might have looked good when they were first harvested.
They probably did, or sometimes they don't. Not all of them look pretty, though. Not all of them look pretty. All right, so thank you for the, well, not that was an email. Okay, so that, 238-577-5238-KPRL. Now, there was a, you know, kind of a decent-sized power outage this weekend here in San Luis Obispo County. I think it was out at the lake, and I think some down Santa Margarita way and some other places. I forget how many there were. It was a couple of thousand, I think. But I came across this interesting site, and it has to do with power outages here in the state of California. And they have been on the rise for several years. We're going back to, at least according to this, 2018. But what's interesting is, now, you would think that the power outages would be primarily in, you know, let's just say July and August, September maybe even backing up to June. Not so. The highest, if you look, power outages by month, and they compiled this over the course of, you know, several years, not just 1 year. So they do this on an average, that the highest month of power outages in California is October. And that's followed by February and January. I wouldn't have guessed that if I had 12 guesses. And the risk of more power outages is because of the details on it are extremely detailed, but they're not all based on planned or accidental. You know, public safety power shutoffs. There are other circumstances here. So the amount of money that it's costing the state of California is pretty significant. Pretty significant. They get into details on when a business is shut down on, you know, for X amount of length of time, on how much it costs the business or overall the state of California. And it gets into the hundreds of millions of dollars throughout the year. So this is concerned, and one of the issues, obviously, is the lack of preparation or the, shall we say, maintaining of the power grid here in the state of California. And like a lot of things, including our, which basic infrastructure, our roads, we have neglected that. Or we should say the people we put in office have neglected that. So the blackout area, and obviously the big cities, of course, you're talking Los Angeles, you know, San Francisco, you know, there's quite a few. But let's just look at the numbers here. You get into a city like Los Angeles and the blackouts, again, given the dates, it's almost 5,800 affecting 6.5 million people. You look at Fresno, they've had 659, Oakland 662, Bakersfield 601. Obviously, Sacramento is going to be up there as well, over 1,000. San Diego 1,400, San Jose 1,600. Think about that, how many power outages there are. And in some areas, the length of time is a lot more. And California and Texas rank number 1 and 2 in the country regarding power outages. Now, some of those, many of those in Texas, are more weather-related than they are in California. So anyway, just I guess we have to say, get used to it. Get used to it, because for the way it looks here, from what I've been reading, is we're going to get more. We're going to get more power outages as we move along here. So anyway, okay, let's see here. What else? California, here's something. We are having a maybe $220 million school bond coming our way here. Well, how are the schools are doing in California? Well, we know that they're not doing very well, at least particular districts. And they are requirements that the schools have, such as getting into a UC or a Cal State. They require, you know, certain classes. Well, what's amazing, and I don't know specifically how this works, almost half the students don't take them. Again, Chris, since you're the youngest one here in the room.
By a decent margin, yes.
You needed to add that, didn't you?
Well, there was a moment of silence. I had to fill it with something.
Okay. Again, I set you up with the curveball. All right. I'm assuming you knew at a pretty introductory to your high school years to get into college, you needed to take X amount of classes.
Well, they kind of drill it into your head, so yeah.
All right. So
some classes, you know, have it up as little posters around the room.
As a reminder.
As a reminder.
Okay. So you are well aware of what you need to take as now, how early do you, let me back up. Are all your classes naturally assigned, or at what stage do you get to pick the electives?
I think starting freshman year, we can pick an elective, a single one, and that opens up more junior and senior year as we, you know, get through all of our requirements, because, you know, math and English are required for 4 years regardless. But I think something like science, for instance, you're only required to take 2 years, but, you know, you can take three or four if you'd like. Same thing goes for PE. PE, I think, is only 2 years required. I don't remember the others, but once you finish taking the required classes that you have, you can choose to take more advanced classes that aren't required but also help your chances, or more electives.
Okay. And that's up to each individual how they want to figure it out as they get comfortable. Or, you know, there's even, you know, some kids, you know, maybe their first or even second year, they're really not into it too much, but something clicks in and they really get going on the on wanting to learn and take some classes as their likes and dislikes change. It's probably not that uncommon. But anyway, so statewide, 54% of high school students pass the class minimally needed to enroll in getting into college. Now, that's to get in, obviously, as a freshman. Now, what's happening is that they're known as A through G requirements. And they often, what they do is dictate the student's schedule beginning in ninth grade. And so what we're having is more and more kids aren't fulfilling their requirements to get into college. Now, when I first saw this, I thought it was some of these classes that they've added in the last X amount of years on, you know, you got to love everybody. I don't know what those classes are called, but anyway. But no, these are some of your basic classes that the, for whatever reason, they're falling way behind. Now, for the example, the year 24-25 school year, 1,400 public high schools with these A to G rates, that less than 30% had a completion rate. Now, on the other side, the good side, 400 exceeded 70%. They don't indicate here what the numbers were in, you know, going back, say, 10 years. But when you only have a completion rate of 30%, and these are classes that you are supposed to take if you want to get in beyond high school. Now, Chris, were you ever denied an elective that you wanted?
Almost. I remember my senior year. I initially opted to take AP Calculus my senior year of high school, but for most of my AP classes, you had to do some sort of summer homework to kind of prepare you for the class coming in. And although I was pretty good at math, once I hit AP Calculus and I saw that summer homework, I thought, I can't do this. I'm done. And mind you, you know, the requirement for math, I had already met the minimum requirement to make it into a university. AP Calculus was kind of just icing on the cake. So I took an elective instead. And the counselors called up my parents and said, hey, are you sure you want to go through with this? Is Chris sure? And I said, yep, I'm sure. And they said, okay, you get the elective then.
All right. And you got in anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't a required class. It's not like I was skipping out on doing my, you know, required third year of English. It was an optional advanced placement class that I thought, I'm not ready for this. Right. I think that's fine.
Okay. All right, thanks. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county elections office received more than 40 entries for the I Voted sticker design contest by local students. The winning contests were made by Delmar Elementary 4th grade Bryn Smart, Oreo Grande High School freshman Annie Schwent, 3rd grader Aurelia Shua of Pacheco Elementary, and Sarah Van Horn, homeschooled in Atascadero through Abide Christian School. Pastorable City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. Ravine Water applied to construct a new no-splash pool and a hot tub with surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February but has been appealed. The City Council can choose to approve the appeal or deny it. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump out with an expletive-filled threat to escalate strikes on Iran if it does not open the Strait of Hormuz by Tuesday night. The president Sunday promising strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges. Meantime, negotiators from the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East have reportedly reached a proposed draft plan to end the conflict and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. White House proposing a 42% increase in military spending for the 2027 fiscal year. Democrats say they will not support the budget. GOP Congressman James Comer on Fox's The Big Weekend Show calling them out.
Normally, the Democrats love to spend money. I've never met people who love to spend money more than the Democrats in Congress. However, they don't want to do anything to support the president, and they feel like this is President Trump's war. They don't feel like this is America's war.
America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Alrighty, time for sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
College basketball's big weekend wraps up tonight with the NCAA Men's Championship in Indianapolis. Connecticut versus Michigan, the Huskies going for their third title in 4 years, while the Wolverines seek their first since 1989. On Sunday, the Women's National Championship game in Phoenix saw UCLA stomp South Carolina 79-51. That's the Bruins' first NCAA title. They never trailed yesterday, led by as many as 35, and finished with the third largest margin of victory in a women's final. Also Sunday, the NIT final in Indianapolis. Auburn topped Tulsa in overtime. The Tigers blew a 21-point first half lead, but Kevin Overton hit the tying three ball with 7 seconds left in regulation, then launched a 27-foot dagger in OT to clinch it. He had a game-high 26 points. The college basketball crown title game in Las Vegas on Sunday. West Virginia beat Oklahoma in overtime. The Mountaineers closing it out on a 13-0 run. Honor Huff with six of his career-high 38 points in the extra frame. 1 week remaining in the NBA regular season, the Thunder had their biggest offensive output of the year, a 146-111 blowout of the Jazz for their fifth straight win. Mavericks got 45 from Cooper Flagg as they beat the limping Lakers to snap a 14-game home losing streak. Baseball, the Cubs and Guardians split a pair. Chicago took the opener 1-0 as Edward Cabrera and three relievers combined on a one-hitter. Cleveland won the nightcap 6-5. Brent Rooker's second dinger of the day was a walk-off three-run shot as the A's overpowered the Astros 12-5. 12-10 in 10 innings. Richie Palacios went deep in the 10th, and the Rays topped the Twins. The Diamondbacks and Angels also won in extras, while the Pirates, Dodgers, Reds, and White Sox completed weekend sweeps. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Clouds early, then sunshine, 80. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, mid-80s. Lots of sunshine on your Tuesday as we head out to Wednesday. Which way are we going? Well, we're going to go into the low 80s. Low 70s on Thursday. Could get some rain right now, about 45% chance. Upper 60s Friday, Saturday mid-60s, mid-60s Sunday. And some clouds, 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down, 6:43 a.m. 7:29 p.m. We're at 45. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, sweet home, sweet home. All right. No place like home. The movie was on twice this past weekend, Wizard of Oz. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but Chris, we are running late, so you are once again off the hook today, but we will build this back up. So there you go. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, which we are back to normal, quote-unquote, business hours. All right, 238-1230, or the best option is reception at APRL.com. We're in our southern division where there will be no power outages. Okay, got to jump into this one right away. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, the zombie apocalypse. The only thing remaining will be cockroaches and what? The zombie apocalypse. The only thing remaining will be cockroaches and what else, according to this? 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
So is the assumption that, like, the zombies would infect things other than humans, too? Or?
I don't know anything about the zombie stuff. So I guess there's been movies, and there was a group called the Zombie. I have no idea. Have you seen any of those movies, the zombie stuff?
No, I've played some zombie video games, though. Plenty of those to go around.
Okay, do you know the answer?
No. Because there's way more than just cockroaches.
Okay, well, according to this, because this ties in with something that was invented this day in history in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just give you a hint. They are delicious. Okay? Not the zombies. So according to after the zombie apocalypse, the only thing remaining will be cockroaches and what else? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'm surprised. I haven't had one of these in a long time, but I'm just going to assume that most people absolutely enjoy them. But not now.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. An Atascadero High School student has been elected as state FFA president. J.C. Sals, a senior at Atascadero High School, was elected after an intensive interview process and will be honored during the April 21st Atascadero School Board meeting. The owner of Sunny Acres, Dan Duvall, passed away at the age of 82 on March 6th. Duvall founded Sunny Acres as a way to assist unhoused residents in Slo County, especially those struggling with addiction. He was facing long-term health issues, particularly with dementia. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Chris, do you like Twinkies?
Yes, I like Twinkies.
Okay, so the only thing
Family Guy, is that's what this is, isn't it?
Yes. Cockroaches and Twinkies. Go to the zombie apocalypse. Okay. 1930, and the guy, James Dewars, used a substituted banana cream for the strawberry because the strawberries were seasonal. Boy, did he come up with a big one on April 6, 1930. Thank you, sir. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.